Okay, I've been waiting all morning to find out all about the GoGoBot. And Krista Canfield is here to join us to talk about this cutting-edge digital travel platform that helps you discover great places to stay, eat, and play that will fit with what you want to do. She's a getaway expert, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm great. So explain, what is this GoGoBot? Can I hold it in my hand? Is it on my phone? Where is it, and what is it?
GoGoBot is everywhere that you are. So you can check us out on the website. We also have a free iPhone app, a free Android app, as well as a free Apple Watch app. And basically, GoGoBot looks at the world a little bit differently from other travel sites. So most travel sites, it's pretty easy to find a top 10 list of things to do in Cleveland or in London or Tokyo. GoGoBot looks at things a little bit differently. So depending on your travel style, you might be a foodie who's on a budget, or you might be a foodie who's interested in luxury restaurant experiences. Those are probably different things that you want to see and do, depending on if you're on a budget or if you're a luxury traveler. So we have a system that's called Tribes. We have 19 different tribes. When you sign up, you get to pick which tribes best suit your travel style, and we'll show you the things to do in Cleveland at home this weekend that other people like you enjoy doing, or when you're traveling on a big epic trip abroad.
So you mentioned tribes. So we're looking for people that are sort of like us, I guess, in a sense.
Exactly. You might be interested to know that Cleveland actually resonates very well amongst our foodie tribe and our art and design lovers tribe.
Now, how many tribes you said there were at this point?
There are 19.
Awesome. Okay, so that gives a different variety and sort of a different side of things. We think about food, we think about, you know, activity, on an outdoors type of person. What other kind of things are people, are we interested in?
So there's a backpacker tribe, for instance. There's a student tribe, a nightlife lovers tribe. So if you're going to Vegas and you're a nightlife lover, or you're going to Vegas and you're a family traveler, you're probably going to want to see and do different things. And we realize that there's just different styles for different people, and we want to help you find the things that are going to make your trip most memorable.
Do you have things for people who like to do quiet things?
We have a spiritual tribe.
That sounds about right. Or somebody who just wants to relax, because, you know, I don't want too much going on. I just want to spend some time with nature or things like that. So when you select those, then how is this stuff done so that it knows what I want to do?
So first and foremost, we're going to sort, when you say look up Cleveland on GoGoBot.com, what we're going to do is we'll show you the reviews from people who you know, people that you're following on GoGoBot. So these might be people, since you can sync with Twitter and Facebook, your friends and your family members. And then the next level of reviews that you would see on places to eat, stay, and play in Cleveland would actually be from people who share the same tribes as you. So, Bruce, it sounds like you're an outdoors enthusiast, maybe a little bit of an adventure traveler. Then you would see reviews from people who are highly ranking things for those tribes. And then after that, you would see the reviews from everyone else. But we really want to take the work out of finding fun things to do. We want to make it so it's really easy for you to see the reviews and the context and the information that's most meaningful to you.
Matt, you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, we talk about Cleveland here, but this, you guys are open to the entire world here, are you not?
Yes, we have over 60,000 city guides on GoGoBot that you can pop in your pocket if you've got the app. We also have over 1 million reviews and over 5 million photos and postcards. So we're everywhere in the world that you want to be.
So it's not just about going and doing something if you're spiritual, but if you're looking for that hotel, would that be something you could check out on GoGoBot as well?
Precisely, and not only hotels, but also vacation rentals, campgrounds. So any thing that you want, any place you want to stay, so whether it's a hotel, vacation rental, or a campground, also things to do, and also restaurants.
We're talking this morning with Krista Canfield, getaway expert for GoGoBot, about this new app that the Travel Channel has called one of the top 10 travel apps to download. It's another way, I guess, just to connect. And some of the best things also with these is to find out about a place you're going to go to make sure it's there before you get there, right?
Exactly. We also help with that travel inspiration. If you are having a tough time trying to figure out where to go this year, we just put out our 2016 list of rising star destinations. So these are places that we're seeing an increase in terms of the number of reviews, postcards, photos, and lists that travelers like you and me, Bruce, are creating. And if you want, I can go through the top three out of the 10 destinations if you want.
Tell me where we got to go. Sure, absolutely.
So number one is a comeback kid. We are so excited to see New Orleans topping our list this year. If you haven't tried a beignet, if you haven't given gumbo a whirl, and you're interested in a great music scene, New Orleans might be a place you want to head this year. Number two is Montreal. So for folks who are a little bit nervous about heading to Europe, the Paris of the North could be a great spot to head to. Some amazing architecture if you're a sports fan. Of course, Montreal is known for its hockey. And in number three, another North American destination. And I have to point out, this is quite interesting for us because last year we had a number of European locations on our list. And this year we don't have any European locations in our top 10 list. Number three is Houston, not too far of a flight from Cleveland. So if you're looking to try some barbecue, maybe head to a rodeo, Houston could be a great spot to check out in 2016.
There's a lot of great places to check out, especially all across the country. You mentioned Mardi Gras. I was checking my calendar. February 9th this is when Mardi Gras is this year, so you still have some time to plan that out. But it's a great way for people to connect. And I like the fact that you get people who've been there and you can see pictures. It's not always just a travel brochure, but it's folks who've been there and say, here's what it looks like beyond the lens, you know, that you can see a lot of it. But it just gives inspiration for people when they're traveling. And I guess if people want to find out more, what's a good place for them to check this out, Krista?
Head to googlebot.com or download our app.
We appreciate your time, Krista. Thanks. How do you become a getaway expert, by the way? I'll get into that a little bit.
You have to love travel and you have to be interested in technology.
Wow, that's really great. I appreciate your time this morning, Krista. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Krista Canfield, getaway expert for GoGoBot.